702, The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
22 minutes after 8, let's catch up with Adam Gilchrist now. Adam, a very good morning to you. We just spoke to our ambassador in India, trying to get a sense of what's going on in that country. And one of the issues that's being flagged is the indigenous medicine problem. There are suggestions it may be making the pandemic there worse.
Yeah, maybe it's a sign of the desperation of people, or maybe it's that sometimes it's ingrained within us that whatever granny did, we did, and what granny's granny did, we did. And so certainly this has been reported in perhaps more rural parts of India, still hit by COVID, still hit by all sorts of spiraling infection and death rates. But that people sometimes turn to alternative medicine or tribal medicine first, and they are medieval sounding practices, some of them. And a doctor in Maharashtra state has talked about how she has seen dozens of patients suffering from COVID, gasping for air. But before they went to a doctor or a hospital, as we know it, they went to the local witch doctor, and she's seen them with branding marks on their bellies. And she says that this is perhaps one of the problems that people believe, that if hot irons are placed on them, they can exorcise the demon that is causing the illness. Oof. It sounds crazy, but I'll bet you India is not the only country where some of these practices have gone on either.
That's a frightening one, right? That's a frightening one. And there's a conversation to be had about how indigenous practitioners can help as far as dealing with some of the symptoms, at least not, of course, making the virus go away, but in terms of boosting one's immune system. But that kind of thing just is frightening, especially given the numbers that are coming out of India. All right, let's go now to a story we've been tracking for a while now, you and I. Putin critic Alexei Navalny lashing out at the Russian president.
It was quite something, because he was appearing in court via video link. Again, you know, fresh charges. He's in prison, lest we forget. He's just been on a 24-day hunger strike, and he looked like a skeleton. In fact, he previously described himself as a walking skeleton, and he's lost more weight since then. So looking gaunt, nonetheless, the stuff that he came up with, bearing in mind, you know, this is a guy who tried to run against President Putin for president and was barred from doing so. He talked about Putin as being a king with no clothes, or an emperor with no clothes, we might think of, that President Putin is robbing the people, depriving Russians of a future, that he's turning Russians into slaves. It was quite a tirade, as he talks about President Putin clinging to power, and that's all that he cares about. Do you know what? Each change of the Russian constitution seems to just do that. It doesn't seem to do much else other than allow Putin to remain in power. He certainly has a point as an opposition leader. I know opposition is opposition. But also, at the same time, on the same day, one of Alexei Navalny's aides declared that they'd closed all their official political headquarters for fear of reprisals and arrests and worse against staff who worked for Alexei Navalny. This is not a fair and just Russia. This is a scary place again.
It's a scary Russia, isn't it? Right, here's an old story that's just never going to go away, right? UFOs. There's now a new buzz in the US. The Navy confirming they've got video evidence.
I suppose we should say that UFOs, of course, are unidentified flying objects. They're not, strictly speaking, automatically alien spaceships, are they? But I don't know, the moment we say UFOs, you think of lights from space, etc. Anyway, this is video footage, though, released from the night vision cameras of a US Navy destroyer, and it shows a load of mysterious flashing lights. And now, bearing in mind, this is a US Navy destroyer. They've got helicopters. They've got other things going up. You know, it could be any number of things. But according to a former US Senator, Harry Reid, these little lights, which look like, I don't know, a swarm of bees or lit up mini drones, he reckons that they are deliberately buzzing American warships just off the US coast. We're not talking even out in the ocean. And he believes they are hypersonic drones, little tiny ones. And if they're not Russian, they're Chinese. That it's one of those two countries that deliberately, if you like, putting the wind up America's military. There have been cases before filmed by Navy ships and jets, and the belief is that the Pentagon knows what's going on, what's more. No one has yet said what the point is of having buzzy insect drones that buzz around a warship. can't imagine they pack little tiny, tiny missiles in them. Maybe it's just to intrigue and confuse. I'm certainly intrigued and confused.
But I'd be a lot more intrigued if it were really aliens. Adam Gilchrist, we'll leave it there for this morning's Worldview.